We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A man was found dead this morning, wrapped up in a red carpet outside 301 West 145th Street in Upper Manhattan. The man's identity has not yet been released. An autopsy will be performed. Detectives have offered few details so far. Police usually respond to a crime, but the crime came to them yesterday at a bodega in the Bronx. It started innocently enough with police spotting a couple of suspects in a reckless endangerment case. Soon, they were also investigating a kidnapping.
This is truly bizarre, and the deli is called Deli and Grocery with a Difference. It's a scene near Digny Avenue, and this is where cops chased the two suspects early yesterday morning. They were wanted for some lower-level crimes, but the officers then stumbled onto much, much more. As they chased those perps into the deli, they were met by 35-year-old Richard Millward, who works the counter at the bodega, and asked Millward to let them into the basement, which he did. And when the cops went down, they found a guy there tied up who was claiming he'd been kidnapped and had been there for 3 days. So when the officers raced back upstairs, Millward was gone, and they're trying to find him. But there's more. A woman who lives next door to the deli, 49-year-old Orinthia Gifford, she's in custody now for her alleged role in all of this. Now, why the man was kidnapped in the first place isn't known. His name hasn't been released. So mystery not yet completely solved. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in the Wakefield section of the Bronx.
You can see a photo of the suspect they're hunting at 1010winds.com. The driver of a box truck is being questioned by police, but no charges are expected. Police say the truck struck a work vehicle at the intersection of Grand Avenue and Goldsmith Street in Elmhurst, Queens, yesterday afternoon. An electrician in a cherry picker extended from that vehicle fell to the ground and died. He'd been repairing an overhead traffic light. The victim was 59 years old. His identity has not been released. President Trump's plan to ban flavored e-cigarettes has been applauded by those on both sides of the political aisle. Six people have died from vaping-related lung illness, and many more are hospitalized. But the head of the American Vaping Association, Gregory Conley, says the ban could backfire.
You can talk about inappropriate marketing. You can talk about restricting flavor names, marketing. But just getting rid of these products, it's going to do nothing to combat the black market contaminated THC products that are causing lung illnesses and will actually just open up a brand new, potentially multi-billion dollar black market.
The proposed regulation is being studied by the Food and Drug Administration and won't be finalized for several weeks. A statement from Juul Labs, the largest maker of e-cigs, applauds the ban and says it will fully comply. 3 years ago, a woman died when a New Jersey transit train failed to stop as it pulled into Hoboken Terminal. It was determined that the man at the controls had blacked out due to an undiagnosed sleep disorder. NJT fired Thomas Gallagher after the mishap. He went to arbitration and he prevailed. He's getting his job back. NJ Advanced Media obtained a copy of the ruling. It says Gallagher's return to work is on a one-time, last-chance basis. He must continue treatment for sleep apnea. He will operate trains in rail yards, and it's up to New Jersey Transit to decide whether he can run passenger trains again.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud.
Well, haven't heard that theme song in a while. That's from the old MTV show Jersey Shore. And one of its stars, Mike the Situation Sorrentino, is back on the street. He was released from a federal prison in upstate New York this morning. He'd served 8 months for tax evasion.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.